We did finish on time. I'll take two questions because we have to reach to the Museum of Fine Arts, and then tomorrow you'll have a chance to chat with the speakers of tonight. So please. Okay, the second one will
be. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Time is short. I would raise just two aspects. My name is Christian Hera, Vice President of the Romanian Academy. I am discussing about genetically modified crop and biofuel. I am very happy about the last report and all reports today. Now, in the world, last year it was cultivated 148 million hectares with genetically modified crops. United States and Brazil, the largest cultivated genetically modified crops. The number one is soybean. The number two is corn. Number three is cotton. Soybean and corn are utilized in human consumption and animal feeding. We are in Europe. And Romania, it was the biggest country in Europe cultivating genetically modified soybean. Till 1st of January 2007, when Romania became a European Union country. And European Union is forbidden to cultivate genetically modified crop in all 27 countries in Europe.
Excuse me, you're making a statement. And you want a question.
We have to find a way that scientists, academics will be able to convince the decision maker to use the benefit of the genetically. I would add, don't forget, 40 to 80 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare addition by soybean cultivation. And the competition, what do you think about the competition between the food for the human consumption and for the cars? We have to find a way to be not competition between the foil.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am Adel Biltegi. I am from Egypt. I am the chair of the Food and Agricultural Council of the Academy of Science in Egypt. And I would like just to mention something which is Dr. Miko's son has mentioned. This business of the Egyptian contamination of E. coli, it was not true. There is no science-based or lab-based in Europe which has accepted this. That's why this ban was lifted. It was out of a competition in the trade for exportation. And I hope that this will be corrected. Two very quick issues. A couple of years ago in the Science and Technology for Society in Kyoto, I was sharing a session with Nina Vidovov concerning the use of GMO, and we had 9 ministers from sub-Saharan Africa. And all of them said, if we have heard what we heard now from our advisor, we might have a different decision. But their advisors, who are having PhD in agriculture, they are in different domains, they are not part of the process. They don't have good background on the tools which we are using in genomics or even in the benefit of it. Therefore, they always advise the ministers, avoid this and avoid this. Then we need to put more effort into this. I remember in the 1980s, I established the genetic engineering lab in Egypt because we were convinced that this is going to help a very intensive agriculture in the Delta in Egypt. Therefore, I hope that we will work together for increasing public awareness, not only for the media, not only for the people, but for scientists as well.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Much.
Thank you.
So I think we should applaud the speakers for this beautiful session.